My hospital stay would have cost $25,000, but with VA healthcare, it's free.
My education would have cost $42,000, but with VA benefits, my books, tuition, and housing are all covered.
The down payment for my home would have been $74,000, but with my VA home loan, my down payment was zero. My service was then. My benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello again, everyone. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal, adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, you can find them on 14 Mile Road in beautiful Rockford, Michigan, kind of off the beaten path, in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by wilderness. They've got like a trail system in the back where if you want to like try out the ATV or the side-by-side or the motorcycle or whatever you want, out back, test ride. Test ride / test drive. You can find them online, impactpowersportsmi.com. Thank you to them for being here. Absolute catastrophe today. Not good. I would have been on time had the shit not hit the fan. I've got a system down here. When I'm doing Q100 up until about 9:50, there's a series of things that happen leading up to 10 a.m. so that I can get after the podcast. One of those things is the dogs got to go outside so that they can have a nice, restful time on the pod while I'm doing the podcast. There they are right there. The three of them, as cute as always. And but today was different because the time that I typically take the dogs out was marred by an incident. While I was broadcasting to the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of listeners in northern Michigan and around the world via the Q100 Michigan app, I was like talking, you know, like I normally do, you know, give a little weather report. And then talk a little bit about this, that, and then play a song. But when I was doing it, I was broadcasting to nobody. And I had no idea. I'm still not entirely sure what happened. If this was operator error, which I'm going to say that that's 99% likely. Meaning me. But I don't know how it happened. You know, it's like I black out. So I'm not entirely sure. All I know is that I'm over here talking, doing my thing. And then while I'm talking, my phone lights up and it's vibrated. It's in my pocket and someone's calling me. So I'm talking about like Neil Young or some shit. I'm like, who the hell is calling me? They won't stop. I look at it, and it's someone from the radio station. It's Joe Mama. I'm like, uh-oh. Something's happening. So I take a look at all of my setup over here, and I go, okay, it all looks correct. The way it has to look when I know I'm broadcasting. That's lit up. That's lit up. Bob says, did a helicopter hit the unlit tower? No, this was daytime. So then I get another call. I save the numbers in my phone, so it's various audience members. I'm starting to think that I'm not on the air. And then I see texts. Dead air. You're off the air. What the hell? And I'm like, now, what I do here is done via a remote Somebody at the actual radio station then takes charge of the computer and plays a song. So that's like what's now going out over the air. So for like 90 seconds, 2 minutes, I'm over here talking to nobody. And there's on the air, there's nothing. So then I call Joe Mama. I go, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. And she's trying to piece it together. But I just got this sneaking suspicion that everybody there thinks it's something I did, which is entirely possible. I would say it's likely. But man, that's a bad feeling. That is my nightmare fuel. I have had dreams similar to what actually happened today. Invade my sleep. Where the dream is, well, I don't need to tell it to you again. It just happened. That's the dream. I think I'm on the air. I think I'm broadcasting. But what's coming out of the speakers is nothing. And then everybody starts calling me an asshole because of that. That's the dream. That's what happened today. So then there's a couple buttons that are pushed. Next thing I know, I'm back on the air to finish the show. Well, all of while that was happening, that's when I should have been taking the dogs out. So now everything gets pushed back. So now what should have happened at a certain time happens much later, which means this podcast is starting much later. It has a debilitating effect, and the shit rolls downhill fast. But my God, that was a bad feeling. Part of me wants to bring JC on. In fact, let's do that. I don't think this is the first. I think JC's been here before.
Hello.
Hey, I'm podcasting, so don't say anything bad. So I was just discussing with the podcast audience about the weird thing that happened today.
Okay.
I'm 99% sure it was my fault.
I'd say that's probably right.
What I suspect happened is I was talking into a microphone that wasn't turned on.
I've seen it happen many times to all of our on-air personalities, including myself.
That's a bad feeling. I was just talking with the audience how it makes me want to throw up, and it's actually like nightmare fuel.
I did it on Saturday at the end of the high school scoreboard show. Forgot to turn the mics back on. Rich and I had some fabulous banter that no one heard.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
It's okay. I own the place.
How does it feel to be the last of a dying breed owning a radio station as an independent owner?
What is that? That is, how does it feel? It feels great. Feels every morning I get up raging like a dinosaur, ready to prove to the world that I'm right and they're all wrong.
You know, you have more employees at your radio station than like in Grand Rapids, any of the big three companies at any given time. That's so crazy.
That's idiotic. That means I'm doing something wrong.
Oh, yeah. You should probably start firing people.
I can't do that. We're all going down together. We're either going to heaven together or going to hell together.
Do you think the Lions will go to the Super Bowl this year, JC?
I do now. I who knows?
Wait a minute. That sounded weird to me.
It was weird. In 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, in the big media pool that Cheryl and I are in, We were asked to make our Super Bowl predictions, and I predicted Baltimore and San Francisco.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, you got to stick with that then.
You know, San Francisco is getting healthier. We'll see what it looks like at the end of the year. Many twists and turns. The Lions stay healthy. They will at least make the NFC Championship game. And I know a lot of people that are already booking rooms and flights to New Orleans. So they're great.
Yeah, they really are. And I'll be anxious to see how this new guy, Za'Darius Smith, does, you know?
Did you see him, his interview with the post-game crew at NBC on Sunday night?
Yes, I did see that.
That guy, somebody wrote a corollary, I think it was Bob Wojnarowski, affectionately known as Wojo for the Detroit News, said it felt like, feels a lot like when Rasheed Wallace came to the Pistons.
Right, or maybe even like Brendan Shanahan to the Red Wings, remember that?
Yeah, but Shanahan wasn't a goofball like this guy appears to be.
My God. All right. Hey, I just wanted to talk about that because it really was disruptive in my brain. I feel bad about this incident today, so I'll try to do better.
Well, I don't expect you to do much better.
No,
that's okay. No.
All right. All right, get out of here.
Thank you. Thank you, audience.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, there's one person that says, tell JC he's a jerk for hating the band Boston.
Okay. Did you ever regale them the tale of how bad of a person Tom Scholz is?
You know, you told me that, but I forgot it. What didn't he kill Brad Delp or something like that?
The Boston Globe wrote an article that said that Tom Scholz... constant psychic pressure on Brad Delp was the main reason why he killed himself.
Oh my.
They wrote that in an article, the Boston Globe.
Wow.
Tom Scholz sued the Boston Globe for defamation and lost.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So That's all I know. That's all I care. I never wanted to interview Tom Scholz or anybody from Boston. I thought they ruined rock and roll.
If someone plays Boston on your radio station, do they get a phone call?
No, because they know it's coming, and I'd rather just have the sword of Damocles hang above their head.
I love the sword of Damocles reference. You're a good man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you, audience.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Well, there you go. I guess he's looking out for the good of humanity. That's why he hates Boston? I don't know. I thought it was he just hated their music. Kenny says the Titans are shit. Derrick Henry is still the king, and the Lions have a new fan representing them here in Tennessee. Ordered myself some Lions gear after the game Sunday. Go Lions. Kenny says, I've been rooting for them over the years since hearing so much about them all the time, of course. About time I had some Lions gear. Well, that's fine and all, but what about when the Titans start doing well? And they will. I remember when I lived in Tennessee, I was like, I'm a Titans fan now. Fuck the Lions. And then as time passed, you know, I realized that I love the Lions. I can't go back on the Lions. And I don't like the idea of rooting for two. It's too much work to root for two teams like that. Kenny says, I did not want the Titans to win against the Lions a few weeks back. Wow, you've actually changed your allegiance. Ducky Wucky is here. Welcome to Ducky Wucky. I don't recognize the name. Hello, my friend. Katzo thinks you are good looking. Well, that is very sweet. I don't know who Katzo is, but I agree with you. I am. Maureen says Boston concert was me and Teddy's first date back in 1979. Wow. You and your husband, Teddy. How much pot did you guys smoke? Linda says, I've been a dual Lions-Steelers fan since the 1970s. Bob in PA says, I've been wanting some Lions gear. Wanted that multicolor plaid hat that was featured last month, but they were sold out everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Martinez is here. He writes, only Michigan gear. No Lions or Tigers gear for this guy. Kenny says, now, wait a minute, Linda. According to Eric just a minute ago, that is impossible. Well, I just can't picture it myself. I just can't picture rooting for two teams like that. It's just a lot of work. All right. So that was a real... That messed me up today. Screwing up the radio station like that. It's like these people are depending on me. The radio station reached out to me. In fact, JC's better half there is Cheryl. Gerald and Cheryl. She reached out and she said, Easy, we are 3 months out from the end of your contract on Q100. We love the Insane Asylum. We want you back. We need to renegotiate another deal because you only wanted a one-year deal. And that's true. They said, all right, we want to do a three-year deal to sign. And I said, I am not interested in a three-year deal. I want a one-year deal. And she said, okay. And this is 9 months ago. Well, 10 months ago. So here we sit now, March 18th, 1 year of the – March 18th, 2025 will be – 1 year of the Insane Asylum. So wait a minute. November, December, January, February. I take it back. We will be 8 months in. Wait. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. I'm 8 months in as of the 18th. So they already want to like renegotiate. Well, we got plenty of time. You can do it the day before. Why are we doing it now? But she wants to, and she's the boss. So I'm like, all right, fine. So I'm thinking that it'll work out. We'll figure it out one way or another. Despite at least it was until today. After this catastrophe that I put these people through, I'm a little concerned with how quickly Kenny jumped ship on the Tennessee Titans. He says, I rooted for Steve McNair, Eddie George, Frank Wycheck, et cetera, will forever love them. But the Titans have been shit other than Derrick Henry ever since, which is why I'm glad Derrick Henry is on a team with an actual chance now. Well, yeah, I know. And he wrote, quickly, no, it's been an ongoing decline for years. Correct. But, I mean, you want to talk about somebody who could... give up on a team. I mean, the Lions have been, there's been nothing good ever other than a few hot spots here and there. And those were always a little weird. This is the first time the team has had this upward trend for this sustained of a period of time. I think, you know what I think you should do? I think you should still keep the Titans in mind, still support them, and then when they turn it around, you will be right there for them. And then, you know, it's cool to like the Lions too. I mean, who wouldn't want to root for them? Frankly, there was a time when the Lions were really, really bad that I just kind of didn't pay attention a lot. I would check out the score, but I knew it was bad. There was one year when they lost all of their games. The previous coach they had before Dan Campbell, they brought in this guy named Matt Patricia. And Matt Patricia, like before he even took the job, a woman came out and said, yeah, he sexually assaulted me. He hadn't even coached a game. And this was, the Lions, for decades, nothing ever worked out right. It was always a catastrophe. And sure enough, we bring in this coach. He's from the New England Patriots, so he knows the Patriot way. He hasn't even started yet, and he's accused of rape. It wasn't long after that asshole started that things started to break bad. And then all the good players left. And when they left, they kept saying shit like, this motherfucker's crazy. We had a lot of big players, big-time players leave that team. So when they find, and then there was a time when Matt Patricia, he was in a press conference, and there was a reporter there, and Matt Patricia didn't like that he wasn't completely sitting up straight in his chair. And he got mad at him. And said, you sit around right. Sit up. You got to respect me. Sit up straight. And everybody's like, what the fuck? This is what you're worried about? The team sucks shit. Everybody hates your guts. It wasn't long after that fucker got fired. He was terrible. Then when Campbell took over, nobody was buying the tough talk. Because he was doing that whole, yeah, we're going to bite your kneecap off. And then when we get knocked down again, and then not a single person believed that. Everybody's like, yeah, whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. And then he was featured on Hard Knocks with the rest of the team. And people are like, yeah, you know what? I kind of like him, but he's still stupid. So fuck him. But now it's like, shit, the guy. You know that there was a time, because the first year the Lions had 3 wins and 13 losses and a tie. So that was bad. But their last 7, they were 3 wins, 3 losses, and a tie. That season comes to an end. It is horrible. But, you know, typically Lions season's like, optimistic for next year. Well, then the next year starts out, and I think they started off 0-6. And at one point they were 1-6 or something close to that. And they were talking about, he's going to get fired. Well, then the owner of the team, Sheila Ford Hamp, she said, no, this is my guy. I love him. Well, from that point on, he's 28 wins and 8 losses from that moment. That's remarkable. That's second best in the NFL. I think the only person who's only coach who's had more success is like Andy Reid. Jimmy says, opening game with Matt Patricia, they crushed the Patriots with Brady. That is unfortunately not accurate. There was a game that they did beat Tom Brady, but their first game with Patricia was a primetime game against the New York Jets, and they beat the shit out of the Lions. It was ugly. Kenny adds, for now, I'll just root for Derrick Henry to do well and for the Lions to keep winning and for the Titans when they're not playing the Lions or against Henry's team if he's ever on a different team again. Kenny also says, I just saw this morning that the Lions haven't been 8-1 since 1954. That's insane. All the fans that have stuck with them all those years are long overdue, and that's why I want them to keep winning. Oh, without a doubt. It's quite enjoyable. I just don't want to even think about if there's ever a time that Dan Campbell is, like, not favored. You know, if people don't like him. Will that day ever come? Right now, it looks like the sky's the limit for that guy. So that is so cool. I want to share this. Was sent along to me. This is a clip from Kenny sent it along, actually. what you got is a jet airliner packed with people watching the Lions and Houston. And I don't know if the flight was a Detroit-bound flight or coming from Detroit, but as they're watching, you know how like on the seat back in front of you, you've got the little screen and you can watch like whatever the hell is on? Well, it just so happens that on this flight, they had the Lions on. And everybody on the plane is a Lions fan. And you know how like when you're watching that, if the flight attendant grabs the fucking phone and starts talking, it interrupts the broadcast. So they're getting ready to do the final kick against Houston to win that game the other night. And that happens. The flight attendant interrupts the broadcast. Listen to the reaction from the fans as this unfolds.
Pleasure to have you on board tonight.
Like, shut up. So now she does, but she feels the need to explain herself.
My apologies. I was gonna miss.
Okay, now she finally stopped. They shut her up just as Bates prays to Jesus. Kicks the foot.
Yes! No, no!
And then they're all happy. They're all, oh my God. Yeah. Can you imagine? She's like, oh, fuck that. I don't like the Lions. That was outstanding. Chris goes back in time. He says it's like the Heidi incident from Super Bowl I. Kenny talking about Patricia says, imagine being one of his players. I bet they feel like they can run through a brick wall after hearing him rile them up. Hey, it's your old pal EZ for my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Wouldn't it be exceptional if you got a gift for that special someone, and when they opened it and took a look at it, they didn't immediately start to forget about it? It's time to up your game and get a fantastic, thoughtful gift with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods, where fantastic artisan-type creators make amazing gifts for you to check out. And it's all in one place, uncommongoods.com. The choices are endless. Go to uncommongoods.com and see what they have to offer. You could get lost on their website just looking at the fantastic gifts, and you'll have to start writing it down. You're like, oh, this person would love this so much. Oh my gosh. All of your shopping will get done just like that. You're welcome. You'll get lost in a rabbit hole of awesomeness at uncommongoods.com. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to uncommongoods.com. And if you use my special code, you will get 15% off of your next gift that you purchase. Uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Uncommongoods.com/Zane. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Prescriptions, copays, lab tests. Even with insurance, healthcare can cost thousands every year. But not for me, because I'm enrolled in VA healthcare. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Yeah, the Lions, they take on, what's his name? What's her name? The Jacksonville Jaguars. I guess I said Matt Patricia. I meant to say Dan Campbell. The Lions never wanted to run through a wall with Matt Patricia. That guy was a huge pile of shit. I don't know if he's... You know what's interesting? In my time, since watching the Lions in 1980, there has never been a coach that has coached the Lions and then gone on to be a head coach anywhere else. So when I was a kid, there was a guy named Monty Clark. He's now dead. He did not coach. He was never a head coach again. There was a guy named Daryl Rogers, never to coach again. I think he's dead too. There was Wayne Fonts, never to coach again. They had a pretty fair amount of success with that guy. You had Gary Moeller. He never coached again anywhere. Marty Morningweg, Rod Marinelli, Steve Mariucci, never to coach again. Some of them went on to be assistant coaches in other places. Some just retired. Some just couldn't find a job. Bobby Ross, Jim Schwartz, Matt Patricia. I'm probably forgetting somebody. None of those guys have had a head coaching position after the Lions. That gives you an idea of the shit we were hiring. I was reading I saw a little online documentary piece about how this team has been constructed. Excuse me. This Sheila Ford Hamp, who is the daughter of Bill Ford, she hired Chris Spielman to be the correspondent or the consultant and the fact-finding expert about getting a coach. That's the first door she banged on was this guy, Chris Spielman, who was a legendary linebacker back in there. A real, real grit, tough guy. Legendary line career. He had a great career with Buffalo Bills, too. They bring in Spielman, and Spielman says, Dan Campbell's the guy. Well, he's never coached before. Well, he was an interim coach for a little while, but I just like him. He was a former player, and I don't know, something about that guy. They went with Dan Campbell. And then they hired this dude, this, what's his name? The guy, the general manager. The fuck is the black guy, Brad Holmes. And he was like an intern. He started out as an intern for the Rams and slowly worked his up to like, he had like every job in existence on the business side and the front office side of the fucking team. And eventually he's like a scout and he's really good at scouting players. And then he's elevated to even a higher level. And then the Lions handpicked that fucker. They said, all right, this guy, he knows what the fuck he's doing. He helped build the Super Bowl team. Holy shit. And then the Lions started out shitty. We're like, ah, fuck these guys. Same old Lions. Fuck that shit. And now here we are. We're talking about them like they can walk on water. Stevie says, EZ can remember all those coaches' names, but not his neighbors. I love that. Thank you. I heard from Jeremy, our pal Jeremy on here, part of the one half of the Fatathon. Jeremy passed along a great picture of his beloved father, R.I.P. He wrote, free tickets to the Cannon Show, referring to Pops. Jeremy writes, this is a picture of my dad from earlier this year ringing the bell after his cancer went into remission. Anyways, thanks to you and to the folks in the chat for the kind words. Myself and my family appreciate your kind hearts. Then he says, Dad was yoked. Look at Pops. He looks like a guy, a character in The Sopranos, who he was written into the storyline like Feech LaManna to come out of prison and start earning for Tony with his own crew and just wreaking havoc on the locals. Is that a Monsters, Inc. tank top your dad is wearing? Does your dad have tan lines in this picture? Here he is at age 70, right? Was Pops 70 when he passed? God damn. What a brick. He is built like a brick shithouse. You're right about that. Dad was yoked. Love your dad. Love your dad. Legendary status forever here on the show. Linda says, damn. Linda would have taken him home. Chris says, damn, Jeremy's dad was huge. That is so cool. Rest in peace to Pops. Kenny says, poor Jeremy, my heart really goes out to him. Girlfriend cheats on him, and then a couple months later, his father passes away unexpectedly. Yeah, he's been through a lot. He's been through a lot, but he's going to do okay. Kenny says, I just want to give him a huge, give that guy a huge hug. You know, that would be something to see. You two, 600 pounds of humanity, hugging it out. And it can't be one of those guy hugs where you like slap him. You got to do full on embrace. I'm not a fan of guy hugs where a guy smacks my back. I'm more of a just hold me, please. Kenny says front to front. Oh, yeah, big time. I want to feel bulge. There's something special. You see, because I mean, I love the don't pat on my back hug. But like I gave a full frontal hold me tight hug to a family friend the other day. I was telling you about this. It was a couple weeks ago, actually. One of a younger person, like Jackie's beloved friends. They just had a horrible tragedy happen to them, and he was soccer goalie when I was to go watch Jackie play, and I hadn't seen him since the incident, so I gave him full-on embrace. And he's like 6'4". So I'm like face-to-face with his junk, and I was totally hugging him. Amy says, someone please capture where Easy says, I want to feel bulge. Maze in Blue says, it's not a real easy man hug unless you touch tips. Without a doubt. Linda says, my first ex-husband. How many of you had? Were there more than one? Or was there more than one? I didn't know that. How many? What's the number at? Where are you? How many conquests have you had? In my brain, Linda marries a guy, and then one day she wakes up and says, you can't satisfy me. Out with you. That poor son of a bitch is like, why? You're not man enough. Get out. Anyway, she writes, my first ex-husband was scared of my dad. Said he was built like a brick shithouse, too. I never saw him that way. He wasn't like Jeremy's dad, though. All right. I want to thank the audience that's watching the show on Facebook and Twitch. Pardon me, Facebook and YouTube. But I got to kick you out. The rest of the show is available at twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. That's where you go to get the rest of the show. twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. You can also download the Twitch app and search out Eric Zane Live that way. That's totally cool. Actually, I thought I was on Facebook. I guess I'm not. I think I screwed that up. No big deal. Anyway, I'm going to kick you out now. Thank you so much for being here. All right. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. A reminder, December 20, that's a Friday, the Great Food Giveaway. We will need volunteers to help pass out food and tampons. I've got a call in today with my friends at Meijer about all of that. All they need to know, really, is that we'll be spending a bunch of money with them and to set aside all the food for the Great Food Giveaway. And then we will open up the hat and pass. How do you open up a hat? We will start to pass around the hat with you, the audience, for Great Food Giveaway 2024, December 20 at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Thank you to Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. Frank's had a crazy week because first he's like busting my balls about nobody calling him, saying, hey, how come no one's coming? I'm like, dude, I don't know. All I do is talk about you and tell them to keep you in mind. When the need meets the message, that's when you get the call. And I cannot predict when that happens. If I had that, I'd be a rich man. And then lo and behold, somebody reaches out to me and says, yeah, I've been trying to get him for 3 days. He won't even email me back. I'm like, oh, God, way to go, Frank, you fuck. If you're ready to think about a life insurance policy, get all of your questions answered by Frank Fuss. If he can find the time to email you back. I said to him, I go, dude, I don't want to have to lecture you about leaving my audience hanging. If I'm going to be on the podcast singing your praises, you can't have had this happen. You can't have this happen, I should say. He's also the expert on healthcare.gov. When he gets around to it, check him out online. Go to his website. I'm just busting his balls. Buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. Open enrollment going on now. Can't forget about the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. An amazing crew of people over there who want to get you in the right mortgage so that you can purchase your home. Whether you've done this in the past or you're a first-time home buyer, by all means, keep them in mind. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Call today. 231-332-6505. All right. Kenny says there is a new clip posted. So what's going on here is folks who are watching on Twitch, there is a neat little function where you can, I guess, edit the things that happen on here and make short clips. So like, you are all little producers. I don't know why I had a hard time saying that word. Okay. It says, easy on man hugs. Let's check it out. Kenny says, front to front. Oh, yeah. Big time. I want to feel bulge. Well done, Kenny. Just like that. Perfect. Excellent work. I love that so much. As always, you can reach me on email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I just don't see enough of them. But I appreciate you making the time sending an email my way. Back. Cow fade. By the way, if you're watching the show on Twitch and you want to clip something that's, you know, that you want to, that I've said or put in out of context, whatever. Kenny writes, if you don't act quick enough, it gets too far past it, and you can't rewind on Twitch when it's live. Just an FYI in case anyone else ever wants to try, have to act relatively fast. We will be doing a Big Fraud Thursday. I just talked to Ben Glaze, and he is going to be featuring clips from this segment the other day that we've spoken about. I haven't actually heard a second of it, but a lot of people were interested in talking about it. And that was, who can read it sexier? As I understand it, Greg said, okay, I got a great bit. All you need to do is, I've got these instructions on how to build a bed, and you have to read it in a sexy voice. I shut it down before that segment hit because I had something else going on, so I didn't get a chance to hear it. But there was a lot of chatter on the Freebird Outwing Show subreddit about how shitty it was. And then Ben tipped me off. He goes, have you heard this? I go, no, I haven't. Not yet. He goes, you're not going to believe this. So we're going to park on Who Can Read It Sexier coming up on Thursday's Big Fraud Thursday. Yesterday, Ben sent me a clip of Maitland was doing something. You remember how we talked about how Maitland, no matter what she says, Greg just cracks up with a super laugh. Well, that happened three times in like a 30-second span on the show yesterday. And I kind of edited them together, so there was more super laughs per second than ever before. And this is that clip here. I featured it on Patreon yesterday, but this is how it sounded.
Baby! Do it harder! Happier than a tornado in a trailer park!
Shut the fuck up, okay? Shut the fuck up!
I guess when Maitland does wacky voice, instead of saying Greg finding it so hot and saying I want to fuck you, he just gives a super laugh. So the super laugh can be translated to Greg saying I want to fuck you.
My sister had a baby. Do it harder. Happier than a tornado in a trailer park.
Shut the fuck up, okay? Shut the fuck up.
I don't know what's worse, her doing wacky voice or Greg's super laugh. Somebody suggested that Greg's super laugh has become even more annoying than like Kelly's voice. Kenny says, wow, I believe the proper word for that in today's lingo is cringe. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. It's so cringe. That's what young people say. Oh, my God. It's so cringe. Oh, fucking cringe. That's very cringe, man. David says Freebeer wants to have sex with her. Well, maybe he is. I mean, we all know that he must have a huge dong. His wife, though she's a butterface, is like 19 years younger than him. Greg, maybe more than that. I think Greg is 55 and she's 29. How's that going to work? Megan is here. She wrote, oh, Eric. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't have context of what you're trying to say when you write, oh, Eric. I can't hear tone in text, so I'm not sure what's going on with, oh, Eric. Piano Finger Banger says he sounds like Ricky Ricardo after doing a line of cocaine off of Lucy's ass.
My sister had a baby. Do it harder. Happier than a tornado in a trailer park.
Shut the fuck up, okay? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's bad. Really bad. Well, anyway, Ben will be reviewing Who Can Read It Sexier. Hang on a second. This is your dad, and I'm podcasting.
Oh, hi.
So if we can check into the Airbnb at 4 or 5, that's not going to work because we got a puppy dog. Right?
What do you mean?
Well, we can't bring the puppy dog to Charity Scam Mike's house.
Yeah, I know. So that's why I'm saying a lot of places, they don't do check-in until like 4 or 5, so...
You haven't booked it yet, have you?
No.
Wouldn't it be a good idea to just get a rover for the night?
I don't want someone staying at my house.
Can't you take the dog to their house?
I don't want Cece going to someone's house.
Okay, well, that means we're at a stalemate.
Why can't I? You should just get the RV out of storage.
That is not happening. The RV is winterized. It's you should see it. There's like 800 RVs with it.
Oh.
And you can't travel with the RV in the when it's cold because the water will freeze in the lines. That's the point of winterizing it.
Oh. Well.
Looks like you're screwed. You're going to have to figure something out.
Yeah, I'll figure something out.
Or you can skip it. You can skip the whole thing altogether, but everybody would love to have you.
Or we can just go for the day and come back.
You could.
Yeah.
But then you still have to have somebody watch a dog.
Well, I would rather someone come let her out and then hang out with her for a little bit.
Oh, on Thanksgiving, though?
Yeah, some people might do that. All right. I want to see what Jim's doing.
Megan says that if we go to La Quinta Inns, you can bring dogs. But that's still not going to help us because we got to go to Uncle Mike's.
So. Well, can you check in to hotels earlier than you can Airbnbs?
Not much.
Oh.
Usually about 3 o'clock.
What time are we going to Uncle Mike's?
We'll probably be there by about 11.
Oh, shoot.
Oh. Okay, this would be a lot easier if your dog wasn't such a dickhead.
I know.
Casey, I'll explain it to the audience after you hang up, but
okay.
It's so high maintenance. It's incredible.
Yeah, but she's perfect.
She is perfect.
Yes.
All right.
I'll figure it out. I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
This dog, Cece, is such a psychopath that she can't see another dog. We found that out the hard way after she adopted the dog. Somebody gave up the dog and now we know why she gave up the dog. Dog hates all other dogs. This dog is like Adolf Hitler, and all of the rest of the dogs in the world are Jews. And all her dog Cece does is reads Mein Kampf and The Final Solution. That's what we have here. So Charity Scam Mike is having Thanksgiving. We all pack up. We go. She's coming. She has to bring the dog, though. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Well, I know you can't do that. Why? Well, because Charity Scam Mike has dogs. And your dog will come in and pick a fight and ruin Thanksgiving. Sarah says, you need the dog whisperer. What's that guy's name? Ruben Sierra? Carlos Mencia? It's something Asian or Latino. They did take her to a guy who does that. I don't know if he's as effective as that guy is, as Ruben Sierra, whatever the fuck his name is. Cesar Millan. And he actually said, I cannot help you. Megan writes, a friend of mine is a legit pet sitter. She traveled the world pet sitting. She's back here. Well, that's what I recommended to Jacqueline. But you heard her. She goes, I don't want anybody watching CC. And I'm like, this is not an option at this point. It's either you do this or you can't go. Various comments about how get Rick on the phone. I'm sure he's got some ideas. All right, knock it off. All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
I was running until I wasn't. My hospital stay would have cost nearly $48,000, even with insurance. But with VA, I'll pay zero. And VA is the best, most affordable healthcare in America for veterans like me. Knowing that my family is waiting at home and a surprise medical bill isn't, that's good for my heart. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.